Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What do Knoxville High School students think of the new Knoxville Performing Arts Center and of the artists performing Sunday night? Let's go in depth with Brody Dingle and Rachel Humiston of Knoxville. We're sitting in the green room of the new Knoxville Performing Arts Center. Is that cool or what?
Totally.
Really cool.
It's really a beautiful place, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
It's not really a green room, but it's called the green room. This is where all the performers that are going to be coming stage and get ready. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Place to relax.
Relax before the performance.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big, beautiful new structure, and you watched it be built. What was that like?
Really, really exciting to see it kind of grow and kind of turn into an actual auditorium instead of a shell.
What were your thoughts, Brody?
It was exciting to see it, to see our very own auditorium take place and be built where we didn't have one before. Really exciting.
A little bit different experience than the high school gym, huh?
Very much.
You could say so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the high school gym was serviceable for a long time, but now it's time for a real performing arts place. And you're both musicians,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
What do you play?
I play trumpet.
French horn.
Trumpet, French horn. Do you sing too?
Yes.
Recently, yes.
All right, so you're in the choir
mm-hmm.
and in the band.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that like? What is exposure to the choir and to the band? What has that given you as students, as people, as performers? What's that been like? What's the effect been on you?
It's really a great time being able to be with all my friends and just hang out with them and have a good time and to learn the music, and it's a really fun time.
I like being in choir recently because you learn a broader range of music, not just performing it, but actually singing it and producing with just your voice.
Your voice is an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
And how about the French horn? How's that? What's that done for you?
You have to have a very good ear to play French horn. And singing, it helps a lot with pitch when you play French horn.
So how do you think you're a different person than you can imagine yourself if you have never done music? How are you different than you think you would have been?
Being in music helps you become a more creative person. It helps with, it's been shown to help with academics, and it's just really good for that sort of thing.
It requires a lot of dedication and hours of practice. Without it, it's just not good.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Brody Dingle and Rachel Humiston. What's it feel like to perform in front of an audience? What goes through your head?
It's a rush. Lots of adrenaline when you're performing.
I guess it feels like all your hard work pays off when you're practicing. It pays off once you finally get done performing that song.
And do you look at the audience ever?
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
And it's just rewarding that you've accomplished that?
Very rewarding.
What do your families think about you as performers?
Very proud of us. They support us a lot.
My parents don't know how I do it. they're like, I don't know how you play that or sing that.
So they might not have had the opportunity before?
No, they didn't.
And so they've done their best. Both of your sets of parents have done their best to support you in this endeavor.
Yes.
And so they're going to be pretty proud to see you performing
yeah.
this coming weekend, aren't they?
Definitely.
All right. And so you have a lot of family coming, you think?
I hope they can come.
I'm going to try to get as many of them to come as possible.
Now, when you've talked to the other people that are going to be singing, the other band members, what's the general attitude about performing in this new space?
Eagerly anticipating finally getting to sing. We've sang in the auditorium before, and so we've kind of gotten used to it, but performance is going to be a lot different.
We're all very excited to finally get a chance to perform live in front of an audience in the brand new auditorium.
The first class ever, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Now, that's something special, isn't it?
Very much so. We're all very excited.
So someday you'll be telling your grandkids about it, huh?
Back in my day, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's something to be proud of. And then what do you say to all the community members, the committee, all the people that help pull this together? It didn't just magically appear. Do you have anything to say to the people that help make this happen?
Thank you so much.
Big, big thank you. A great thing to have.
A lot of hard work was put into it. I can't even imagine how much. And very thankful to them.
And do you think that watching people build this and watching the workmen build it, do you think that that's somehow going to influence you as you are adults and go about and do good work in your communities?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Brody Dingle and Rachel Humiston. Now, I understand that you both have had the opportunity to see or work with the first non-Knoxville performer to come to town that's going to have her concert here at the Knoxville Performing Arts Center Sunday evening, Doreen and her Jazz New Orleans. Is that right? Did you get to work with her?
Yeah, we got to listen to her play, and she's really, really talented, and it was a good experience to listen to her.
She and her band came to our hotel when we were staying in New Orleans as a band, and they came to our hotel and gave us a private performance. It was probably my very favorite thing out of the entire trip to New Orleans.
And how would you describe her music?
It's really soulful. It's not just jazz, but it has a lot of emotion in her playing, and it's really beautiful.
And so describe the situation. You were at the hotel, and you got into a community room or some kind of a gathering room at the hotel, and they just played in the hotel for you?
Yeah.
Yep, when we showed up back at the hotel after our other day's activities, they were already there warming up and getting ready to perform for us.
And did you get to ask them questions or anything?
Yeah, we asked them questions.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you ask?
How many hours she has to practice. I don't remember. What hours she said?
A lot, yeah.
She said she used to spend hours after school just practicing in the practice rooms. Her and her husband both practicing.
And so what was it about the performance that you enjoyed?
I just loved it all. I'm becoming a bigger and bigger fan of jazz, and she just made me love it even more. It was a very, very fun performance, very good performer.
She was very technically very talented in her performance, and she connected well with the audience.
So do you try to emulate her? That's one of the things with role models. You try to to follow their advice. Do you do that?
We're practicing more.
Does it?
Try to become the best we can be.
You do that all the time?
Oh, always trying to get better. Trying to get ourselves to a higher level of playing.
Yeah, practicing affects greatly how successful, because we're going into music, and practice is pretty much half of it, probably even more than half of it. So, yeah, the practice it greatly affects how you're going to do later
practice
on.
Practice makes perfect.
Okay, and so you're both seniors. What are you going to do next year?
We're heading off to Iowa State University to major in music.
And is that what it is, a major in music, or just general music, music education? What's the curriculum like?
I am not entirely sure exactly what field of music I want to go into just yet. I'm very excited to be in the Iowa State band.
I have actually auditioned for the concert band, and pretty sure I'm in their concert band already. I haven't enrolled yet, so I need to do that.
Well, that auditioning process was probably a little nerve-wracking.
I didn't even know it was an audition. Like, I called the guy and asked him if I could play for him, and when I got done, he's like, yeah, that was your audition. You don't have to re-audition. And it was really, really awesome because I practiced so much for it.
Wow. Okay, and so what do you want to do with your music education? You want to be professional musicians? You want to teach music? What do you want to do with that?
Yeah, either go into a field of teaching, not sure what age range, but go into teaching, or maybe go into possibly editing using my music theory class, something like that possibly.
High school band director. Like, pretty, yeah, I know what I'm going to do.
You want to be a high school band director?
Yes.
Do you know where?
No idea, no.
Just somewhere.
Yes.
So your band directors, your music teachers must mean a lot to both of you.
Totally.
I mean the world to us, yeah.
Okay, tell me more about that.
They've helped us through the years to help us become better performers, to help us excel in the things that we love. They've helped us through all that.
We've had, through our high school career, we've had 3 different music directors, and it's interesting to see their different styles of teaching and how they go about accomplishing the same goal. And it's a good experience. Some people might not think so, but I think that we learn from it.
And so who are you talking about?
Ross Sleeper, Ben Varner,
and
Jeff Schultz and Miss Brown. Miss Duffy also, she is very enthusiastic and a very good teacher for music theory and singing. She's really passionate about what she does, and yeah.
I started taking music theory last year, and I didn't realize I was going to come to love it so much. I'm really enjoying it, and she's just helping me to learn to get through the difficult times and learn the harder material. She's really helped me through it a lot.
Okay, this is Wednesday when this interview is taking place. Sunday's the big day. What do you have to say to the people that are listening now?
Come watch us.
Well,
come see the new auditorium. It's great.
Yeah, come see the new auditorium, and without a doubt, they're going to love the auditorium. It looks perfect.
And how's your performance going to be?
Hopefully really, really good. It will be good.
It'll be great, yeah.
Thanks to Brody Dingle and Rachel Humiston for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.